Well, I think it's a deeply worrying time for staff at Robert Gordon University. We don't accept that the disappointing funding settlement for the university means that they need to cut staff numbers. I think if the university wishes to maintain the high quality teaching, research and innovation that it's done so well with in the past, I think it needs to invest in the hardworking staff, because after all, it's the staff at the university that are really central to the teaching, the research and the learning that's delivered at Robert Gordon University. Well, I think we'd like to get much more information from the university. You know, we've had a really serious statement made to the press today. As one of the trade unions at Robert Gordon, we'll be looking to get into consultation with the university to really drill down and look at the figures that they're presenting to us. Because I think we want to urge the employer to look at any other savings, if savings are necessary, rather than immediately targeting the staff budget. Because I think we want to avoid the need for compulsory redundancies at all costs. And to be fair to the university, I think the first indication and the information that staff are receiving is indicating that there'll be a voluntary severance scheme in the first instance. But as I said, I think we really want to see the figures that the university is working from to see what the state of play is and what we need to do next. Clearly the situation in Aberdeen has dramatically changed over the past year. But that said, you know, this is a university that delivers a wide range of disciplines. You know, it has an important link with the oil industry. So I think it's important to look across the board, because when the oil industry is as it is at the minute in Aberdeen, I think it's important that sectors such as higher education can continue to contribute to the economy in Aberdeen.